Brazil's new internet law is part of the country's big push to be a leading 21st century economy, but it's still got a lot of problems left over from the 20th century and before. One is dengue fever, a mosquito-borne illness in many tropical countries around the world. Brazil has tried and failed to eradicate the disease with conventional means. Now it's trying a new approach, genetically modified mosquitoes. John Otis has our story.
When a major dengue outbreak hit Jacobina, a farm town in northeastern Brazil last year, retired cleaning woman Luzia Rosa de Jesus spent a week in bed. I had a fever. My body ached, she says. On the seventh day, my gums began to bleed. De Jesus was actually one of the lucky ones. Dengue fever is one of the leading killers in tropical countries. And recently, there have even been outbreaks in the far southern U.S. There's no vaccine. Dengue is spread by a kind of mosquito known as Aedes aegypti that's common here in the communities of northeastern Brazil. The mosquito is a tough adversary. It's developed resistance to insecticides. It often lives inside homes, and bed nets are useless because it bites during the day. Now, with dengue endemic in three of the host cities for this summer's World Cup, health officials are trying a radical new approach, biotechnology.
We need to provide to the governments alternatives because with the system that we are using now in Brazil, it doesn't work.
Aldo Malavasi is president of Moscamed, a Brazilian company that is raising and testing Aedes aegypti mosquitoes that have been genetically modified.
So we have in here the larvae, and the larvae turn pupae.
In Moscamed's lab near Jacobina, Malavasi oversees work with a new breed of Aedes aegypti that's been given a lethal gene. The deadly flaw is kept in check in the lab, but the mosquitoes soon die in the wild. The new strain was the first GM insect to be released in the wild during small tests in 2010. Now, the largest ever field test is underway in Jacobina. Workers use water and strainers to separate the males from the slightly larger females. The females, which bite, are destroyed, while the males, which don't bite, are released into the wild.
Right now I'm in the back of a pickup with a Moscamed worker. We're driving slowly down the highway, and he's opening up the Tupperware containers full of tiny mosquitoes and letting them free.
The hope is that the male GM mosquitoes will mate with wild females and produce offspring that will die before they can reproduce. Surprisingly, no one in Jacobina has batted an eye at the project, but others have. Dr. Helen Wallace of the organization Gene Watch is a frequent critic of the British firm that developed the mosquito, Oxitec.
My concern is that a UK company is going to developing countries claiming they have a solution to a very serious problem there without being totally transparent about the potential risks.
One risk is that some of the offspring of the GM mosquitoes could survive with unknown consequences. Another is that as Aedes aegypti mosquitoes are killed off, other species will just take their place. Phil Lunabis is an insect ecologist at the University of Florida.
The so-called Asian tiger mosquito is very abundant all throughout Brazil. And it, in fact, is also a vector of dengue.
But Oxitec says Aedes aegypti is by far the biggest source of dengue fever. For his part, Moscamed's Aldo Malavasi gets impatient with critics from rich countries.
Dengue's problem in poor countries, in Latin America and Africa and Asia. I don't care about Europeans. I don't care about you gringos. I care to help the people in Africa, Latin America, and Asia.
The wide acceptance here in Jacobina is helped by a big PR campaign. Moscamed's trucks sport pictures of huge mosquitoes and the word transgenic. Health officials hold frequent public meetings and are broadcasting a radio jingle explaining the project. But the town's health secretary, Ibonildo Dourao, says the main reason for the support is that people are desperate for a solution.
Tudo isso que nós fizemos
Everything else we have tried in the past has been useless. The mosquito is winning the war, Durao says. That's why we are betting on this. And so far, it seems to be working, at least according to the company. Since the project began last year, Moscomed reports a 90% drop in wild Aedes aegypti mosquitoes in Jacobina. Other countries are taking note. Field testing with the GM mosquitoes will begin in Panama this month, and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is expected to decide soon on a possible test release of GM mosquitoes to fight dengue in the Florida Keys. For The World, I'm John Otis, Jacobina, Brazil.